quality air, and it lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green look.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tatia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tatia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in to see what we have going on this week. And thanks for being a part of our True Form Life community. Now today I'm bringing on Mike Crouch, who's a water expert. He's actually the owner of Pro Water Conditioning and Sundry, who's one of our sponsors. And I'm excited to bring him on today because I think water is an important topic. And I really feel that it's much more important than we feel like or we believe in, that society's just like, let's just drink regular water, or that regular water or tap water is safe. And Mike's going to give us all kinds of information about how to filter water, how he filters water, purchasing different types of water. And again, hydration is so important to our optimal health. So I think we're fortunate to have Mike as a water expert come on here and shine some light on the subject and help us learn more about hydration and water that's safe or good quality water. So sit right there. Got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tatia.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body. We have Mike online with us. You heard about him in the introduction. Very excited to have him with us and talk about more about healthy water options and what they're doing at Pro Water Conditioning. So welcome to the show, Mike. Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for calling.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about, your business is called Pro Water Conditioning. You're based out of Sundry, Alberta, and you do you have a service that a lot of places don't offer. Tell me how you got into this water conditioning and, you know, why you're doing it now.
Water delivery business happened to come up for sale, and had a little storage room at the warehouse and one van, and it was the one man show, and they were contracted to fill my bottles, like I said, for about a year and a half. And then they decided they wanted to move back to Innisfail, basically, and they were going to shut it down if we didn't buy it. So we bought it and rolled the two together.
It looks like that you actually enjoy. I came into the plant and I got a chance to see what you guys do there. When you talk about water, it seems like you're passionate about it. Is that true, or you just get excited when you're talking about water?
I get very excited when it comes to showing people what I've built there and how we do it and how we're different than everybody else. We kind of set our own standard, which is far and above what Alberta health and safety standard is, so much so that we've actually had health inspectors bring other health inspectors in during their training period, like inspectors in training, I guess.
Very cool.
To get an idea of like this is where you could be, not necessarily just the minimum you need to be kind of thing. So I do get excited because I designed and ripped apart and put back together the plant many times to get to where we are over the last just about 17 years. I am also passionate about type of water and where it comes from and how it's been processed or sterilized, as far as what I drink and my family.
And where does that passion come from to be more interested in those details about water?
When I was a kid, I grew up on well water and I was sick constantly and I knew nothing about it. And now, knowing what I've learned over the last just about 17 years, you'd never get me drinking that again, knowing what I know now. And the fact that I never get sick anymore, that's a big bonus.
What could be an issue with well water?
There's a host of things. I had a call 2 weeks ago about people that have naturally occurring fluoride that they want to get removed, which isn't easy, but it is possible. My house, I have really high iron and then some hardness, also removable. I've encountered wells that have sulfur in them, or H2S. Most of these things are dealable. It's not cheap by any means, but it is possible to remove them. I even heard of one well that was near a cemetery that had been around for a long time, and they had formaldehyde in their well.
All right, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask Mike about dangers, health dangers of what he's found with people that are drinking water that isn't exactly the cleanest. And be sure to check us out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/trueformlife. We're on there a couple times a day posting recipes, motivation, fitness videos, and more. So stay right there. Be right back on Exploring Mind and Body. True Form Life. All right, so I just want to take a moment to tell you about the tire shop here in Olds. Now, to be honest with you, I'm not really a car person. I wouldn't be the first to fix, well, anything. So that's why I trust a company like the tire shop. When I bring my car in there, I always know that it's going to get quality service. I really love the customer service. It's bar none. They treat you like family. And this is a family-run business for 40 years. So they're definitely doing something right. And they're not just a tire company. So they do oil, brakes, tune-ups, your battery, wheel alignment. They do all kinds of different things to service your car. And now that winter's on the way, it's definitely a good time to get your car checked out, have someone that you trust and believe in, and to support the community as well as a local tire shop. You can reach them at 403-556-7660. Or if you want to stop in, they're at 5903 Imperial Way, right behind Napa. Would you know that any health issues that would come up from drinking well water like this?
Kidney stones. Because well water is, any water, even municipal water, because it's been quote unquote treated, it's loaded with inorganics and bioavailable minerals. And calcium is one of those, as an example. Kidney stones, and the one where minerals or calcium and minerals build up on your joints that restrict their movement. That is two things that I've encountered often with people that grew up drinking non-purified water or still do. Then there's also all the chemical aspects of things, like municipal water has had chlorine added to it, which is chlorine's job is to kill, whether you're little or small. There was an article in the paper a bit ago. Fish study at a university in Calgary filter that removes the chlorine, crapped out, and it allowed chlorinated water into the fish tanks, and within 3 hours it killed 6,000 fish. It takes longer the bigger you are, as opposed to bacteria is almost instant, but it just, it'll kill everything. That's its job.
I just want to take a step back here. When you talked about having more of a higher standard of what you have to have, why did you decide to go that extra mile and put in more effort and protection with the water?
I've always been a big fan of overkill. not just doing the bare minimum and hope it works out. I like redundancies, and even a thing as little as choosing the material that your fittings and hoses and pipes and such are made out of. Like copper is a common fitting for in houses and such, but copper oxidizes quickly and it turns completely green, and then all that can leach off into the water. So when we built our plant, we used stainless wherever possible, and when we could, and stainless isn't easy to come by, it's getting easier, but where we couldn't use stainless, then we used certain kinds of poly instead. I don't know, I guess it goes back to maybe some OCD, but I like things to be a certain way. When we construct something, we want it to last for a very long time. We want it to be reliable and non-issue causing.
So people can actually come and visit your plant and get a little tour, is that right?
Absolutely. A little over a month ago, we had a customer call. They had just bought a store and they wanted to get a depot in there. And they called and asked us for pricing, and I kind of knew them from before a little bit. They called and asked us for pricing, and then they called back the next day and they said this other outfit gave them a different price. And I said, well, go to their facility and check it out and come, and then I will give you a tour any day of the week you want of our facility, and then compare. I told them, make sure you're comparing oranges to oranges. Yeah, I know we're more than them. 2 days later, he called and he went and seen what their facility looked like, and he came and saw what our facility looked like, and he didn't even barter on the price. He just went with us.
Nice. Well, I was in there and I saw it's a pretty cool system. You have, what kind of different groups do you have come in there or have come in the past that look at it?
We've had the old college in there. They came with a whole whack of students and we gave them a tour, and similar to what we showed you, we walked them through how all the purification processes work, and then we turn the machine on and got them, they watched how it did its job with the washing and sterilizing and rinsing and filling and capping. And the machine is always seems to be the most exciting part for anybody when they come to watch. We've had health inspectors in training, like I said, come check out the facility and watch the machine. We've had groups from the high school. I think it was one from the high school and then a couple from the little school or vice versa. I can't remember at the moment. Other water companies that are either they're outside our territory or they're from another province or country even sometimes have stopped by if we knew each other from ahead of time kind of thing. Even the guys that we bought the water business from in 2002 when we got the new plant up and running, they made a trip to come check it out because it was so much different than what they had before.
I know you guys have a 13-step water purifying conditioning process. Give us some details about what this is like and why it's such a, it seems like a thorough process.
I wanted to make sure that at every different stage, because every time you move the water from one storage, I guess, tank or what have you to another, there's the potential for contamination or bacterial or whatever. So we have so many different processes so that each time the water goes from one stage to another, that it's being sterilized completely again. Which is there some of those stages in particular you wanted me to?
Yeah, just go through a few of the important ones, like maybe where it starts, how it's.
Okay. At the beginning, we take our raw water and right away we screen it down to a certain micron, and then we UV light it, which kills anything that may be in there. And then we pass through a couple of standing filters where we move chemicals and then the calcium. And then it's screened down again to a smaller micron and run to our RO machine. And we just got a new one about a month ago, and it's kind of my own design. We got it built, and it's super high efficiency. Before we were running, we were recovering about 70% of water, so we started with 10 gallons. We were getting 7 gallons of finished product, but now we're up into the 85 or 86%. So we've greatly upped our recovery, which in turn reduces the waste, but still maintained our 99% of calcium and inorganic minerals removed. Then we go through another UV light and into our storage tanks, and our storage tanks have a circulating system built in where it automatically pulls the water out of the tank through UV light and back into the tank again. And then we also inject ozone every time that we do a bottling run. We inject ozone depending on how much bottling we've done, which also gets circulated throughout the system every night. Then after that, we screen it one more time with a filter canister. It's an absolute filter. It's medical grade. It's 9 decimal places below 1. And then from there, it makes its way to the bottle, and after the bottle's been run through our washing and sterilizing system.
All right, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask Mike the burning question of what's the difference between regular tap water and his cleaned, filtered water. And we have a newer program out that has recipes, grocery shopping lists, and video workshops. That's at nutritionize.trueformlife.com for more details. Stick around. We'll be right back on Exploring Mind and Body. I want to take a moment to tell you about the Olds Uptown Market. Shirley's Greenhouse and the Black Forest German Bakery have teamed up right here in our local community to bring quality back to our food. Flavors and aromas that will bring you back to childhood. Fresh homemade baking, the kind that grandma used to make, that fills your entire home full of goodness. Homegrown fresh veggies that taste like you grew them yourself. Well, they're actually grown right here in our own backyard. Delicious peppers, tomatoes on the vine. You can literally taste the difference in the produce. You can also find Bauer Meats at the market for great barbecue ideas. The Olds Uptown Market is located at 4806 50th Ave and is open Tuesday to Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or they can be reached at 403-556-7080. And don't forget to visit their Facebook page at Olds Uptown Market to see their daily updates. So at the end of the day, what's the difference between regular water, maybe tap water, or you called it, what do you call it, municipal water?
Municipal water, yeah.
And then your
municipal
water.
Our water is purified water. We have two. We have purified water, so we remove all of the, or 99% of the inorganics and the minerals and the chemicals. and then we add, that's called reverse osmosis. Then we take, we also take the reverse osmosis and we add certain minerals back in again. The good minerals, not the inorganics and electrolytes, and which makes the, it also makes the pH of the remineralized water on the alkaline side, which is what a human's body needs to be to fight bugs. Our typical diet brings our body pH into the acidic side where bugs can thrive. But ideally, we want to be on the alkaline side where bugs cannot thrive. So the difference between them would be municipal water is basically just groundwater or aquifer water, and they screen it for chunks, inject a bunch of chlorine in it, which we covered earlier, kills everything, whether you're little or big. It just takes longer the bigger you are. And then they send her down the line.
And what about filtered water that people use, like a popular one's Brita, for example? Does that help out at all?
Brita is just a cleverly marketed gimmick. What it is just a charcoal filter which removes some of the chemicals and chlorine that is in water. And it doesn't remove any of the minerals or a very, very small amount of the minerals and calcium and inorganics and such that are in water. And because of the fact that it's a charcoal filter, it actually, and charcoal releases oxygen, it actually allows for the growth of bacteria as well. They're a placebo, if you will, for make people feel better about it, but they don't actually do any good. If not, they might even do worse than just drinking the straight chlorinated water.
And what about spring water? When you say well water, do you mean the same as spring water?
When it comes to the bottled water industry, spring refers solely to the mineral content in the water. It has nothing to do with where it came from. To legally call your water spring water, all it has to do is be between 10 and 499 TDS. It doesn't matter where it came from. You could pull it from a hydrant in your barn if you wanted to, and as long as it fell in that TDS range, you can legally call it spring water. You may be misleading people, but you're not doing anything illegal. A good example is that Nestle Pure Life bottles, those little squeezy kind of ones. They come from a well in Ontario, which is, you know, I think they're like second or third highest populated province. So there's all sorts of what have you pollution going on there. And then the water comes up from a well and it's screened for chunks and put in a bottle and called spring.
I was watching this documentary here about, well, not a documentary. I don't know. It was a kind of a funny spoof on water. And it was this. It was like a pop-up restaurant. It looked very professional, but a pop-up type of restaurant in Hollywood. And they had all these people at fancy tables and they had them all dressed up. And it was like, oh, they invited them to do like this water tasting launch. So they tried to make it all fancy and look exciting. And at every table, they had like a different list, like Arctic Glacier water or I don't even know, like Himalayan. No, I don't know if Himalayan. Anyways, I probably couldn't give you good examples, but they just had fancy names for each bottle of water that they pretended was from certain areas. And they showed in the back, all they were doing is filling up the water with a hose. Or they was filling up their glasses with a hose. And then at different people like, oh, this one's much better than this one. And then at the end, of course, they showed them, this is from a hose.
Yeah. The old college, when they came to us, they actually did, they took a bunch of notes and they did a study on us after. And they did something similar to that. They went to a depot that we had in Olds and bought one of ours. And then they bought, I think they said they bought an Aquafina bottle and they bought something else, and then they used town water, municipal water, and they did a blind taste test with other college students. And I don't have the results, like the percentages in front of me, but they said by far our remineralized one was picked as preference. Subjects or whatever, I guess you want to call it, preferred.
Nice.
So, which I thought was really cool because I never actually thought about doing a blind taste test before.
Yeah, you should do it. That'd be a great, it'd be fun and a great way to spread the word on what you guys are doing.
Because you take your health seriously, you set goals and make a plan to reach your health and fitness targets. Have you thought about a plan to help you reach your financial targets? Whether you're dreaming of retirement, saving for your child's education, or protecting your family in the event of death, disability, or serious illness, Western Financial Group and Olds has the financial security planning solutions to help you reach your goals. A goal without a plan is just wishful thinking. What's your plan? Contact them today and they'll help you develop a financial plan for you, your family, or your business suited to your lifestyle and budget. Starting today, you can lay a solid foundation for your financial independence. Call 556-3342 to speak with John Schumacher. That's Western Financial Group and Olds.
Like, I don't understand. Sometimes people say, "Oh, we're connected to a spring," or our water is spring water. Is that just well water? What's the difference between well water and spring water, or is there a difference?
Well, you can get artesian spring wells, which is basically the water's already pumping up, like naturally getting pushed out of the ground. And so what they do is they just drive a well casing around that area, and then the water gets pushed into that well casing, and then they pump it out.
And is that clean water?
Any water that comes out of the ground isn't going to be clean. It's loaded with inorganics to start with, right? And you're susceptible then to toxins in the environment, or somebody spills gasoline on their driveway, and then it works its way down to where that water pushes it back up. Just not too long ago, we had a couple come and buy a new cooler and a bunch of bottles so they could use our self-serve machine, because they have one of those artesian wells and they were getting sick all the time. So on a whim, they took the sample into the health unit, and it turned out that they had coliforms in it and possibly crypto. They quickly stopped using that and called me and got a cooler and bottles and such. It can change with a good flood, or something gets punctured through that aquifer or what have you. That it's not always going to be the same. We've seen TDS in municipal water change daily depending on how much it rains and floods in the river.
So how would someone get their water tested? Could they bring it into you, or is there a special process you have to do?
There's a few different ways that you can take it to the health lab, but the test that the health lab do, it only says like yay or nay, as in it'll tell you if you do or do not have E. coli or coliform, HPC, hepatropic plate count. That test only tells you if the water will kill you the instant you drink it. It has nothing to do, it doesn't refer to the accumulated, again, of drinking it, just like chlorine. We have a lab that we use for our own test, and they can do a detailed analysis of everything, that's like a breakdown of every single thing that's in your water, as well as the bacteria testing.
So how would the average person go about getting their water tested, if they're on a well, or if they're in town, or what do you do if you want to know?
I can do that, or we can do that for them. There's obviously a cost involved in doing it, or they can, if they get the proper sample bottles and follow the lab's preferred procedures, then they could do it themselves as well. The downfall is having to get it to them, because once you take a sample, you have less than 24 hours before that sample has to be to them, and you kind of got to keep it on ice a little bit too. Because any longer than that, and it's considered contaminated, and they won't get proper results.
Is it expensive to get it tested?
Yeah, it's around $200 okay. For bacteria and for chemical analysis.
Tell me about that. When you said you had an example when you went out to someone and said your water needs to be tested, or maybe you thought it was contaminated.
It's an outfit that I know that had a tank that they were storing their water in, and they were very much under the impression that it was fine, and I was bugging them for years, maybe not years, maybe a year, that storage tanks or cistern tanks or a tank in an RV or what have you, where people would put water in there and then drink from it. That tank, even if you're putting in your source of water is either sterilized or chemically sterilized or what have you, that tank still needs to be sterilized. And they weren't doing it. And I bugged them. And finally I told them, like, hey, look, Let me take your bacterial test from your tank. If it passes with flying colors, I'll pay for it. If it doesn't, then you have to pay for it, and we got to fix it. And finally they agreed and we took it, and sure enough, it failed. There was bacteria cultures in it. Who knows how long that has been that way, but it took me a long time just to get them to let me test it for them.
All right, so I want to tell you about the Silver Fern Aesthetic and Vein Clinic. Now, they specialize in a few areas. One is skincare. They'll tell you the difference between professional skincare and over-the-counter skincare. This is something that they specialize in, as well as offering education to their customers and clients. Mineral makeup is one of their non-toxic type of products. They have no talc, perfume, dyes, alcohol, or anything else that may clog your pores. They also specialize in varicose and spider veins. I actually had the opportunity to stop in there, and they helped me better understand who's more likely to get them, how to treat them, and even how to prevent them. And then they also offer detoxing products and services, such as their universal contour wrap. They offer a clay solution. This gets rid of toxins, increases your energy levels, and much more. If you want more details, visit their Facebook page at Silver Fern Aesthetic and Vein Clinic. They're also offering free consultations from Dr. Jackson and their other skincare professionals. You can find them in Didsbury across from the train station, or you can give them a call at 403-335-8829. All right, Mike, we're going to wrap things up here. Tell us more details about your business, your website, maybe something. I know you guys deliver. Tell us about what you guys are doing and how people can get more of your good, clean water.
We are a bottled water and U-fill water company. So our primary is delivery on a schedule of bottled water to businesses, residences, what have you. And what we do is we map out the whole schedule the year prior, and we hand out calendars at the end of the year showing all the days we're coming for the next year, so people know when to expect us and et cetera, et cetera. We do off-schedule stuff like in emergencies and what have you. It's just it's a slightly different ballgame, but typically we're due scheduled, and we just come to your house, and if you have four empties, then we leave four, or if you have 10, we leave 10. If you have one, we leave one. It's whatever. It's not a set amount you have to take. We just however many empty bottles you've emptied, we just replace them with full ones. And then the self-serve is the one we have right now is 24-hour, and you just come in there, and there's a rinsing station, and a cap dispenser and a machine that gives change, and then you just select your size, you rinse your bottle, select your size, fill it up, and then you can either reuse your old cap or you can purchase a new cap. And we're also working in that same location. We're working on getting an ice vending machine that's very similar. You just put in your money and it spits out a bag of ice, so that would also be accessible 24 hours. It's supposed to be here relatively soon. And then we're hoping to expand on that some more too, have more self-serve stations throughout the area. But we're the work in progress.
And then, so you guys, what's your website? ProWaterSundry.ca? Okay, well, we'll send people to ProWaterSundry.ca for more details. We'll also have a link up on Exploring Mind and Body, so anyone listening to the show can be directed there. All right, Mike, that was fantastic. Thanks. Sorry, did I miss something?
I was going to say, if anybody wanted to call and ask me questions directly, that's fine too. My number's on the website, or I can give it to you now. It's up to you.
Sure, what is it, Mike?
403-994-0294.
Fantastic. All right, Mike, thanks so much for coming on and for offering all these tips, suggestions, and information on your business and about more information about water.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for asking great questions.
My pleasure. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a part of our True Form Life community and sticking around till the end. And thanks for Mike for his support with the show and coming on to offer his expertise. A couple of our longtime sponsors, a quick shout out to GDK Gravel and Sand. They also do residential, not just commercial products. You want to check them out. They're in Sundry. We have AG Foods in Didsbury and Hell Street right here in Olds as well. If you want more details, that's what we have going on. Head over to trueformlife.com. This is where we do meal planning, recipes, grocery shopping lists, and more, along with fitness routines at-home fitness routines, mind you, to get you going in the right direction. All these past shows are going up on exploringmindandbody.com. Don't forget to download our free app on any Apple device. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.